From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March the 10th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that a report by State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli has identified the village of Catskill as one of nine New York villages under some level of fiscal stress. Over the past three fiscal years, the village of Catskill, Andover, Pomona, and Walden have been identified as in stress during each of those years. Village Trustee Vincent Seeley said the report does not tell the whole story. He said, and I quote, "Not only are we strong financially, but we are on the upswing," end quote. However, Seeley said several factors have put a strain on Catskill's finances, including health care fees and I quote, "the general cost of doing business in the village," end quote. Another factor, Seeley said, are the number of nonprofit businesses coming to Catskill. He said, and I quote, "We are seeing a number of nonprofits take over properties in the village, which puts those properties off the tax rolls and decreases our revenue. We are fiscally sound and making good decisions financially," end quote. Village President Heather Bagshaw said, and I quote, "We're looking to continue to service the community without having to increase taxes. What we're doing now is looking at opportunities to consolidate," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that Catskill Village will break ground on March the 20th on the Catskill Creek Walking Loop. The half-mile-long pedestrian pathway will connect Water Street and the Black Bridge, West Main Street, and the Uncle Sam Bridge, and feature new lighting, boardwalks, benches, and pocket parks. First phase of the project is expected to be completed by July 28th. Village President Heather Bagshaw said that Water Street may be partially closed during construction, but the road should remain open to traffic. Most of the project is happening on the sidewalks or inside the county and school parking lots and not in the way of traffic, she said. Bagshaw said, and I quote, "I am excited for this project. It is really going to connect both sides of the creek and connect new businesses on either end, the Lumberyard Project and the expansion of the Crossroads Brewing Company," end quote. Village officials hope the finished project will attract more businesses to the area. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that two corrections officers were hospitalized on Tuesday, March the 7th, following an altercation with a 17-year-old at the Hudson Correctional Facility. New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association Communications Director James Miller said that three officers were injured in the incident. Two were sent to Columbia Memorial Hospital, where one was treated for a broken ankle and the other sustained a laceration to his elbow and bruised ribs. A third officer sustained minor knee, back, and hand injuries. The fight began when the teenager involved was found to be wearing a hat as he was being escorted into the gym, and hats are not permitted in the gym, Miller said. When the young man refused to remove the hat, prison staff ordered him to the wall to be frisked, and the altercation ensued. After the incident, the 17-year-old was transferred from Hudson, a medium security facility, to the maximum security facility in Coxsackie. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Schoharie News reports that local political activists on the left are banding together for a major voter registration effort this Sunday, March the 12th. Volunteers will go door to door signing up new voters and asking for petition signatures demanding U.S. Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, hold public town hall meetings. The Resistance Voter Registration event is a mass canvas action organized by local Indivisible, hashtag Resistance, and Women's March New York groups with Citizens Action and local Democratic and Working Family Party committees. There are 12 launch locations for volunteers to meet from 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., including at the Hudson Area Library Community Room at 51 North 5th Street in Hudson, the Senior Center at 207 Market Street in Saugerties, and the Elks Lodge, number 2022, at 7711 Albany Post Road in Red Hook. You can read that full story in the Schoharie News. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on March the 9th that the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation Board of Directors approved nearly $60 million in grants and interest-free and low-cost loans for drinking water and wastewater infrastructure projects across New York State, including Cairo and Chatham. The town of Cairo is getting $3.5 million, $2.1 million New York State water grant and a $1.4 million zero-interest loan to develop additional source water capacity, treatment improvements at an existing well, improvements to the existing finished water storage tank, distribution system upgrades, and installation of new water meters and meter reading equipment. The Village of Chatham gets $808,217. $484,930 is the New York State water grant and a $323,287 low interest loan. That will be to replace the village's existing open finished water reservoir with a new 400,000-gallon closed finished water storage tank and to replace the water main that services the existing reservoir. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Correction Officers Union is upset by Governor Andrew Cuomo's comments on March the 7th supporting raising the age of criminal responsibility from 16 to 18 years old. Cuomo said that putting young nonviolent offenders in the adult criminal system, and I quote, places some of our youngest New Yorkers in a prison system where they are more likely to be assaulted, to be injured by prison staff, or to commit suicide than their peers processed as juveniles, end quote. The New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association said it was, and I quote, completely unacceptable that the governor would make misleading and disingenuous remarks about corrections officers to score some cheap political points in pursuit of his raise the age proposal, end quote. Cuomo reacted through a spokesperson. Jason Eland, the spokesperson, said, and I quote, Governor Cuomo has always supported the hardworking men and women who work in our prison system and keep our facilities safe, and during the past 2 years, the administration has increased staffing and invested millions in new technology and training to enhance safety and accountability for staff and inmates alike, end quote. Emily Masters is reporting in the Times Union that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials told Hudson resident Elsa Martinez on Wednesday, March the 8th, she would not be detained and deported. Martinez attended a meeting to discuss her immigration status at the Department of Homeland Security building in Latham, accompanied by approximately 30 protesters who cheered when Martinez emerged from the building. Martinez, the mother of 5 children, has lived in the United States for 27 years and owns a cleaning business. She now has a work permit and is filing for temporary protective status, family members said. Martinez is a third member of her family recently embraced by the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement and Albany New Sanctuary Movement. Her brother, Romero Martinez Cachon, was detained by immigration officials outside his Hudson home on February the 7th. He is currently being held at the Rensselaer County Jail on behalf of ICE. Martinez Cachon's wife, Maria de Jesus Cantanero Mercado, met with federal agents about her own immigration status on March the 2nd as members of local sanctuary groups rallied outside the Latham government building. You can read that full story in the Times Union. The WGXE Radical Radio 2017 Winter Pledge Drive continues. WGXE must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXE.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow before 1 p.m. today, followed by a mix of rain and snow by mid-afternoon, then turning back to snow. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, and the temperature high will be 36 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 11. Wind chill values tonight will drop to dangerously cold levels, especially across the higher terrain. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 22 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 5 on Saturday. For Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 9, and wind chill values as low as minus 2. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 25 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 6. Sunrise today was at 6:13 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:57 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 43 minutes of daylight. About 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 10th day of March, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.